second for only $55 per month, Charter Business Internet can literally save your business time and money every day. You see, a 30-megabyte file only takes 4 seconds to download using Charter Business Internet. That's pretty much instantaneous. However, that same file on slow DSL from the phone company can take over 30 seconds to download. Charter Business Internet puts time back into your day so you can get more accomplished. So call 877-BIZ-BUNDLE today or visit businessbundle.com to order Charter Business Internet for just $55 per month when bundled. That's 877-249-2863. Visit businessbundle.com or call 877-BIZ-BUNDLE. That's 877-BIZ-BUNDLE. That's 877-249-2863.
Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And good morning and welcome to Feedback for this Friday morning. I'm Tom King. Seth went home under the weather, and so we are here, and we'll take your phone calls in just a little bit. But we're going to start today by talking about a topic that's come up and a service that's going to be offered to our veterans out there. And it is a Wills for Veterans program. And joining us here in the studio is paralegal Vusa Bentley, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, paralegal with John Rundy, the attorney with Davchik and Varlene. And Vusa, thanks for being with us here this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
You've got this program now, and the Paralegal Association of Wisconsin is part of the one of the organizations that's involved in this Wills for Veterans program. I guess give us a little background about what this is.
Actually, this is the program that was created after September 11th in New York, and it was designed to serve EMT, police, and first responders. And then it's each state's bar association sponsors this event, and Wisconsin Bar Association is one of the associations that Wills for Heroes, the original program. And we tried to create this program here, get it going. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough interest, and not that we're dismissing it completely, that we won't be able to do it in the future, but at this point, we couldn't do that, and then we had much interest, though, from veterans who wanted wills, but we could not draft wills for them under this program since this is not designed in such a way that will serve veterans. And then myself, I'm the WASA Chapter Director for Paralegal Association Wisconsin, Attorney Shanna Yankee from Root Aware, and Young Lawyers Association, along with Jim Campbell, and I'm sure you've heard Jim
Campbell. The Honor Flight guys, yep.
Yes. We got together, and we decided that with the great help of Wisconsin Bar Association, we are going to revamp the program to serve now veterans. So that's how it all started. So that's what the background is. But in a nutshell, it's designed to serve veterans, does not matter of gender, age, or what type of war, or even if they're reserves, if they haven't been actively involved in the war, to serve them. However, just like with any policies and procedures, we do have, there are income and asset level restriction, and we will screen them when they call me. I'm their contact person for these veterans to register, our first clinic, it's usually set in such a way that attorneys from our community and paralegals get together and they volunteer their services to supervise, because paralegals alone can't do that, because as you may know, under Supreme Court Rule 2302, we cannot be engaged in the practice of law.
Mm-hmm.
It will be unauthorized practice of law.
Right.
As such, volunteers, help of attorneys is vital, and that's where we have few attorneys from our law firm. You know, they're not doing it for any intrinsic level other than financial gain, so to speak, other than intrinsic help.
Now, is this an ongoing program, or is it a one-day or a one-weekend thing where veterans come to you, or how does this work?
Okay, so this is the very first time, it's a pilot program,
okay.
so to speak.
Right.
So it's never, I mean, while there are other programs designed by accounting firms, by other entities that are designed to create a will for them, this particular one is the very first time through Wisconsin's Bar Association, at least I know, to the best of my knowledge, that is going on. And the way it works is this. We set up a clinic, and we are going to serve 25, for our first clinic, 25 veterans. That includes their spouses and themselves. So that's together, total 25. So far, I have 15 registered. I have 10 more spots to go, and it's going to be held on June 14th. At the Marysville County Public Library. It's on a flag day, which is great,
mm-hmm.
On the third floor. And the way it's going to work, veteran is to call me at the number, which is 715-302-5646, and register if they believe they will qualify. Now, I can talk about qualifying criteria, but I'm just going to briefly touch upon this.
Right.
They must keep in mind that it is designed to be a very basic will, power of attorney for health care, living will, power of attorney for finances and property. It is not designed to solve complex tax, beneficiary, and or property type of issues. And it's not that we're not grateful for veterans who have those items or entities or businesses. It's just things from legal standpoint of view get very complex.
Sure. This is probably just a basic thing for maybe veterans who have fallen through the cracks and don't have wills, or
Absolutely.
Maybe if they have a will that hasn't been updated in quite some time, look at something like that to make sure everything's all lined up ready
Absolutely.
To go.
Absolutely. That's right. That's the best way to put it. And, you know, some people just didn't want to go to attorney and get it done. Some people didn't think about it, and this is a great way for them to utilize this service.
It's free? It's not going to cost them anything?
No. As I get many calls from veterans, they're saying, well, is this some sort of a bait and switch? Or no, it is. You have my word for that. As long as you qualify, as long as you're a veteran, and you qualify within the guidelines, you call me to register. And I register you, and on June 14th, provided that we still have 10 spots, you sign up, you get your will done, and out of the door. It takes about 2 hours, and we will have 5 to 6 attorneys at all times with notaries, witnesses, and it's as simple as that. And it's valued, service of about $25,000. So if we serve with the concept that if the will takes about $500 to $1,000 to draft, and there are 25 people who are going to serve.
Yeah. If people, you can, and you'll tell people when they call to ask what the qualifications are as to what they have to bring along.
Absolutely,
the information that's
I do
going to be
needed. Yes, I do the basic screening upon calling, and that will be to make sure they're below 300% poverty level, and if it is a couple, they have to have certain asset, level. To qualify, so I will tell them that, and upon arrival, I will tell them what to bring. It's pretty. We try to keep it very simple, and we intend to send questionnaire to all the veterans that we will be plugging into our system to prepare the will.
Is this going to be an ongoing program if it works out this first time?
You hope
it will be.
Yeah. Absolutely, and we hope that we do need help from attorneys. If you're an attorney, if you're paralegal, if you are. Doesn't matter, witness, notary, there's a room for everyone in this program to utilize your services. But most importantly, if you're a veteran, please do call us to take advantage, because the success of this program depends on you. Because if we have enough interest, we will maybe make it twice a year
mm-hmm.
deal. If it's more often, that I get a lot of people.
Now, is this just for veterans in Marathon County, or is it for all the counties
Absolutely
in surrounding?
Absolutely not. You have to be a Wisconsin resident.
Okay.
If you want to travel from Boulder Junction and get it done, that's fine with us. But we don't provide transportation or anything
right,
of that
right.
sort.
Okay. And once again, that's happening on June 14th. And as you said, you've got about 10 spots available. So people should call you right now if they're interested in finding out if they qualify.
I do have to mention that I do have a full-time job. If you do call and leave a message, I will call you back. It's just I don't promptly pick up because I have to balance.
Well, absolutely. And the phone number, once again, is 715-302-5646. And I'll have that number here. If you don't have a chance to jot it down, you can give me a call later, and we'll have it for you. Vusa Bentley, thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely.
It's great information, and it sounds like you'll be able to help some folks out.
Hopefully. We're really hoping so.
All right. Good luck with the program.
Thank you.
It's coming up on 8:17 right now. We'll come back and open up the lines here on Feedback on WSAU.
Hi, I'm Brett Lucht, and I'm the station manager here at WSAU Radio. As a business owner, I know you are always looking for a way to increase productivity. But when is the last time you thought about how your phone service can help? At our station, we have Charter Business Phone, and it has been an incredible productivity solution. With over 30 business calling features, I can stay in touch with the office and business partners from anywhere. I get faxes and voicemails sent to my email. I can make my cell phone, office phone, and home phone all ring at the same time, so I never miss a call. And we get all the normal stuff like call waiting, caller ID, hold, and voicemail. I know that business owners aren't tied to their desks, so get a phone service that works the way you do. Call Charter Business today at 877-BIZ-BUNDLE and get Charter Business Phone with over 30 business-specific calling features to help you increase your business productivity. That's 877-BIZ-BUNDLE. That's 877-249-2863. That's 877-BIZ-BUNDLE. That's 877-249-2863. 2863.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, more emails have been revealed related to the IRS targeting of Tea Party conservatives. Now, the emails confirm that Lois Lerner absolutely lied when she said the targeting of Tea Party groups was orchestrated by low-level employees in Cincinnati, rogue agents in Cincinnati. In fact, the targeting was led by the IRS headquarters in D.C., which was pressured by Democratic Senator Carl Levin. Now, the emails also reveal that Lerner's criteria for targeting groups, which included specific names, Tea Party, 912 Project, but it also included groups dedicated to issues of government spending, taxes, debt, groups educating the public and advocating for a better America, groups critical of how the country is being run. No wonder Lois Lerner was held in contempt. She has a lot of explaining to do.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Hey, we all love the warmer weather, but can hideous AC bills be far behind? I have a special tip. Beautiful, energy-saving, insulating honeycomb shades from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, my wife and I love the way they look, and they can literally cut your energy loss in half while reducing indoor temps by up to 15 degrees on these hot days. Just imagine the AC savings. Hurry and score 10% off Blinds.com brand summer sun products at Blinds.com, where their prices crush prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man told us every time he tees off, he hires a gallery to scream, "It's in the hole!" just like the fans on TV. This started after he went to Golfsmith and picked up the Callaway HX bite balls with tour-level spin. He got 24 for $35. He said if he's going to stop the ball in the green like a tour player, he wants fans like a tour player. Pick up the Callaway HX bite balls, 24 for $35, exclusively at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Looking for a good deal and a great meal? Welcome to the WSAU Restaurant Spotlight, shining a light on the best that Central Wisconsin restaurants have to offer. Heard three times daily on News Talk 550 WSAU and 99.9 WSAU FM.
When was the last time you had prime rib for Sunday brunch? Been a while? Neske's at Gulliver's Landing has what you crave. This Sunday have hand-carved prime rib, made-to-order omelets, homemade dessert, and much more from 11 to 2 at the Neske's at Gulliver's Landing in Rib Mountain.
You break your back every day on the farm or the construction site. You do it for a roof over your head, food on your plate, and a few things from the kids' endless wish list. And just maybe you and the wife might want to take a well-deserved vacation. You put in the effort every day, and you want to work with an equipment dealer who does the same. That's Swiderski Equipment, trained to help you pick the right machine for the job. That's why Swiderski Equipment has been chosen as Doosan's only Wisconsin dealer. Doosan offers strong performance where it counts. Their line of excavators offers powerful bucket forces and superior controllability. Doosan's wheel loaders provide exceptional lifting capabilities and enough traction to penetrate hard materials. Add an articulated dump truck and you'll have the perfect combination of machines to help you keep your farm or construction business working hard every day. Durability, ease of maintenance, fuel efficiency, plus an unbeatable warranty. Doosan delivers it all. Swiderski, Doosan, and you, partners on the job with five central Wisconsin locations to serve you. Visit partnersonthejob.com.
Some say the game of baseball moves too slow. Really? Good things come to those who wait.
Look at the drive into right center and deep. Hey, get up! Get out of here! Gone!
Baseball. At the speed of sound.
He's done it again.
Brewers Baseball on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And as you've been hearing all morning, it is an oddity, a Friday afternoon game. Remember back in the days when all games at Wrigley Field were day games? Apparently, we were talking this morning, apparently most Fridays are day games at Wrigley Field as well. Some local ordinance, apparently. And the Brewers will take on the Cubs this afternoon at Wrigley Field. Pre-game show at 12:45. And you can hear the rest of Rush after the Brewer game here on WSAU. This is Feedback. Seth's out ill, and we are taking your phone call, 715-845-2155. Phone lines are open right now. We can kick around anything that's on your mind if you want to jumpstart the conversation. I thought I would throw out this and get your opinion on what you think most cities should do, and in particular the city of Wausau, and that is the situation going on at City Hall, the battle between the city council and the mayor's office regarding some of the things that have been happening. And the suggestion from many quarters is that the city should seriously consider replacing the power of the mayor with a city manager. That would be, of course, answerable to the city council instead of the voters. And do you think that's a good idea? Do you think that grant writing and dealing with the state and federal government has gotten to the point now where you need a professional, trained city manager to run city government in a city the size of Wausau or any of the other cities in central Wisconsin? Or is the old-fashioned way of having the mayor elected by the voters and answerable to the city council in many cases, is the better way to go? 715-845-2155 is the number to call. Let's go to the phone this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Jerry.
Hey, go ahead, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Hey, how long has it been since they had lights put in at the Cubs Stadium?
It's been quite a while. I'll look it up. I can't remember the exact year, but I'll bet it has been, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was kind of wondering, because all the games were during the day before they had is that the ordinance on Friday, you think?
You know, I think that's what I was told. I'll look it up here. Let's see. And I'll see if I can find an answer as to why they're playing a day game on a Friday, though. But I'll check it out. Thanks. Let's see. It was August 8th of 1988 that the lights first shined on Wrigley Field. So starting pitcher was Rick Sutcliffe, if that tells you how long ago it was. And the story I'm reading here from the Chicago Tribune said Sutcliffe was nearly blinded by the thousands of flash bulbs that went off as he delivered the first pitch. And the first at-bat under the lights at Wrigley Field was a home run by Philly outfielder Phil Bradley. It actually got rained out about halfway through the game. But 88 was the first time that lights went in at Wrigley Field. And I'll see during our next break if I can find out why they're playing day games on Fridays, if, in fact, there is a city ordinance. Let's go back to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Yes, good morning. This is Carl.
Hi.
Earlier, you mentioned about the lady that the couch had $40,000.
Yes.
The lady gave each one of them $1,000, according to your news at around 2 o'clock this morning.
That's awesome. That's a great story.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Yeah, we had the story about some, in case you missed it just a little while ago, we had a story about the college students who bought an old couch at Salvation Army for $20. And it was really lumpy and really uncomfortable, and they couldn't figure out why. So after a while of sitting on it, they decided to figure it out. They unzipped the cushions and found packs of money inside, In fact, they found $40,000 inside. Turned out there was a deposit slip with the money, and they were able to track down the owner, who was a 91-year-old woman who just got done with hip replacement surgery, and they gave the money back. Apparently, the woman's children had donated some of her furniture to the Salvation Army while she was in the hospital, not knowing that the couch contained 40 grand in cash. Good, though, to know, though, that those college students got a little bit of a reward for their honesty in bringing that money back. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
My name is John from Wisconsin Rapids.
Go ahead.
I was at that ball game that night.
The Cubs' first night game?
Oh, yeah. I got souvenirs from and everything. And the story on the game was it got rained out.
Yeah.
About the third inning.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when Morgana jumped the fence down first baseline and ran out to second base and gave Ryan Sandberg a kiss.
Mm.
And then the big brouhaha was when it was raining so hard, they put the tarp down in the infield.
Uh-huh.
And Gracie and all the guys were sliding on it like a slip and slide.
Uh-huh.
And the manager just went, I think it was Zimmer. I don't know for sure. Just went bananas over that somebody might get hurt.
Right.
And they replayed the game the next night. Because I was standing outside by the payphone, and a guy walked by me with a bunch of people, kids. Well, you know, teenagers. I mean, drink up what they could drink to go to the bars, because Wrigley is just a good, beautiful ballpark to have a good time in the neighborhood.
Right.
It was Bill Murray.
Right, big Cub fan. It was Bill Murray walking past you.
Yeah, right by me. And then he next game, he did the seventh inning with Harry, and he was throwing popcorn down to everybody.
Mm.
Just a funny, funny guy. But the Cubs were the only team in baseball that I think in 1 year they had five managers in 1 year.
Yeah, they've been pretty futile over the years. There's no question
about that. The reason they did that was they had a rotating management.
Oh, I remember that story. That was from like the late 50s or early 60s they did that.
That was in the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah, they tried rotating managers. That didn't work very well.
Well, obviously nothing's worked. But that stadium was built in 1914, and it's just, sure, it's old and all that, and a new owner is putting a ton of money in it. And it's, most of the blockage for him doing things to the stadium is because it's in a neighborhood. There's no parking.
Right.
You want to park a car, it's like $150.
Yeah, you got to park somewhere else and take the train because the train dumps off right
there,
too.
That's what everybody does.
Yeah,
the L train just dumps them off right there. It's just, I mean, there ain't a bar in that whole neighborhood where the door ain't open and there's music playing. It's just a ball down there. Yeah. Just thought I'd pass that on.
I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Well, lots of stories that he brought up right there, including Morgana the Kissing Bandit. For those of you too young to remember, Morgana was a very amply endowed woman who used to run on the field at athletic events to kiss particular athletes. Do you think that would be allowed today? And, you know, obviously that situation, the situation in dealing with people that ran on the field at any athletic event changed. I think the thing that changed it most was the stabbing in tennis, where the crazed Steffi Graf fan went on the court and stabbed Monica Seles in the back. That probably changed the way that teams and security at various stadiums view people that run on to stadiums during games now, because it really is not only frowned upon, but they take a very dim view and a very sometimes a very violent way of dealing with the people who do that. If you do that, you have to be A, really drunk, or really stupid. It's 8:30 right now. We're going to take a break, and we'll do some news. We'll come back with more. Phone lines are open. If you have a topic you'd like to talk about here this morning, I kicked open the one. Would you prefer a mayor or a city manager? What do you think the best form of city government is going forward in today's society? Give us a call here this morning on the WSAU Feedback Show.
What if your loved one has a stroke or suffers from Alzheimer's or some other disease and suddenly needs nursing home care? Once the shock wears off, you'll want to know how to get help, paying the $6,000 to $8,000 per month or more that good nursing home care costs. You can't afford to make a mistake. Your life savings are at risk. I'm Elder Law Attorney Jeff Drock with a message of hope for Wisconsin families who have a loved one in a nursing home. There are often steps you can take to protect your home and more of your money if you get the right advice. We've helped thousands of area families. Let us help yours, too. Don't go broke in a nursing home. call our team of Medicaid crisis lawyers at the Drock Elder Law Center to help protect your home and your money and to regain your peace of mind. Call 715-842-0606 or drockelderlaw.com.
News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, it's 8:30. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News. Graduation weekend has arrived for UW Stevens Point. The ceremony is coming up tomorrow. Actually, two ceremonies, one at 9:30, the other at 2, to accommodate the 1,400 students who are getting their graduate and undergraduate degrees. Governor Scott Walker is going to deliver his first college commencement address as governor. It will come this evening. The governor will impart his wisdom to about 500 graduates at Concordia in Mequon. His office has said the governor had been invited to give commencement speeches in the past, but the governor has had scheduling problems until now. All right, if you are driving this weekend, you're going to use your seatbelt, right? This is the start of the stepped-up Click It or Ticket campaign. Donald Driver is again the spokesperson, and he says one of the reasons he does these PSAs is that his family knows of someone who lost a life close to them who was not wearing a seatbelt.
And I get emotional about it, but it makes you appreciate life so much more. And every time that my kids get in the car, I look back and make sure that my kids are buckled up.
Driver says the family friend Ashley was killed on a short trip just a short distance from her home.
Even though my house is only 3 minutes from where my daughter goes to school, in those 3 minutes, anything can happen. We sometimes think that, oh, it won't happen. It'll be okay. I'm only going around the corner. That's what Ashley thought. She only went across the street to the gas station. And on her way crossing the street, she loses her life.
The Brewers and Cubs this afternoon on WSAU, coverage at 12:45. Yesterday, the Brewers with two in the ninth to beat the Pirates 4-3. Now a preview of what's coming up in a half hour on this morning's Jerry Bader Show.
Coming up after 9, a Wisconsin school district apologizes for showing a gay marriage video in class. Will the gay mafia react this time? Will parents really abandon public colleges over their silencing of conservative voices? And it took a closed-door session of the Madison School Board, but Mary Burke has finally taken a position on Act 10. We'll explain. The Jerry Bader Show after 9. News, talk, sports, WSAU.
We have some sunshine now, but cold temperatures. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. We'll see increasing clouds as we move into the afternoon, scattered rain showers, maybe even some scattered snow showers with no accumulation for areas through the Northwoods. Highs today will be in the lower 50s. For tonight, cloudy skies, cold. Again, we expect frost advisories for our listening area with temperatures down in the low 30s. It'll be partly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow with temperatures reaching the mid and upper 50s. Again, tomorrow in the late afternoon, scattered rain with frost again possible Saturday night into Sunday. That's the latest news, weather, and sports. I'm Chris Conley on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.
And the news is brought to you in part by Haas Builders. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or looking for someone to help you fix up your home, new construction or remodeling, Haas Builder Supply is ready to listen in Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids.
You don't have to feel like you're out of place because you're at a lumber yard and that this is a man's domain, because it's not.
Diane Vidal, Wisconsin homeowner and happy customer of Haas Builders Supply.
Haas Builders Supply in particular, when you walk in the door, whether you're male or female, they welcome you like an old friend. They're here to help you. It's always clean. It's super organized. Great displays. It's very easy to walk into the showroom here and identify immediately what you're looking for. They've got honest, hardworking people, whether it's Jerry or Steve, Linda or Mike, Barb. They just want to make your dream a reality.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're looking for someone to help you fix up your home, new construction or remodeling, Haas Builders Supply is ready to listen in Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids. For hours and directions, visit Haas, that's H-A-A-S, BuildersSupply.com.
I'm in. Yes!
It's time to stack some chips and ante up at Mole Lake Casino and Lodge. Join us Wednesday through Sunday every week for big fun and big action on our three-card poker progressive jackpot tables. Then head over to our blackjack tables for more excitement. Table times and limit details at MoleLakeCasino.com. Join us Wednesday through Sunday for these gaming classics. Get your lucky break at Mole Lake Casino and Lodge, 7 miles south of Crandon, home of certified sizzling slots.
Hi, Ann. Whoa, my utility bill is so high. Do you think it's because my house is so old?
You're my neighbor. I'll be gentle. It's not about the age of your house. It's more about the overall energy efficiency of your home.
Well, that's no help.
Well, I do know what can help.
What's that?
Focus on Energy. You know, they offer homeowners discounts and cash back on lighting, insulation, heating and cooling equipment, and other energy efficient upgrades that'll help lower your utility bill.
How do I sign up?
It's easy. Just visit FocusOnEnergy.com.
Save energy. Save money. Visit FocusOnEnergy.com.
Recommending a funeral home isn't something you bring up in everyday conversations per se, but if I do have anyone or someone that's discussing it, that would be the person I would recommend is John Bitkin and his staff. My name is Patrick Bratz, and I'm the executive director of the Oregon Board of Dentistry in Portland, Oregon. Because my father was a World War II veteran, we wanted to have a funeral with full military honors, and John Bitkin and his staff worked with the various veterans organizations to put that together. And to me, it was the most outstanding part of the whole ceremony. John and his staff were outstanding, very detail-oriented, just does exceptional work. We just picked up the phone, and they took care of everything from that moment on.
Say goodbye your way. John J. Bitkin Funeral Home in Schofield and Higgins Funeral Home in Wisconsin Rapids can help you leave your loved ones with the memories, smiles, and sense of closure that you want them to have. Call John at 715-359-2828.
If your doctor has told you that you have heart valve disease or a heart murmur, you're not alone. Every year, 5 million Americans are diagnosed with this serious condition. Join Aspirus Heart and Vascular on Monday, May 19th at Lincoln Center in Stevens Point to learn about heart valve disease and the treatment options that can improve the quality of your life. Cardiac surgeon Dr. Ron Miles will share information about the types of valve disease, the symptoms, and the consequences of ignoring them. He will explain the latest minimally invasive treatment options like the revolutionary TAVR procedure that makes valve replacement possible for high-risk patients. If you or someone you care about has a heart valve problem, learning about your condition is the best way to make sure you're getting the best treatment possible to keep you active and doing the things you love. Plan to attend this event at 3:30 on Monday, May 19th at Lincoln Center in Stevens Point. The event is free, but registration is required. To reserve your place, call 800-847-4707 or visit aspirus.org.
And we're back here on Feedback. I'm Tom King. Seth is out ill today. He'll be back on Monday, hopefully. Phone lines are open, 715-845-2155. If you would like to talk about anything that's on your mind. The little research I could find about the Cubs and Friday day games is basically, I don't know if it's a written law or if it's an unwritten law, that they have an agreement with the city of Chicago to limit the amount of night games at Wrigley Field because the neighborhood just doesn't like to deal with these rowdy crowds. And I would imagine on Friday night the crowd is even rowdier than a normal weekday crowd would be. So they try to keep those Friday night games to a minimum. In fact, I don't think they play any Friday night games at Wrigley Field. Let's go back to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. What's on your mind?
I would like somebody to address this veterans medical situation regarding the fact that people were paid bonuses for the work that they were doing. Now, my idea of this is if you're doing your job, you do get paid. Giving somebody a bonus to work faster and maybe not quite as reliably, not saying that that's the case, but just feeds into this idea of pushing things under the rug so you can do it faster. I've never heard it addressed, but I'd like to know why bonuses were paid. That's not the place to be paying bonuses.
All right, and thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I would imagine people would be willing to talk about that. I would imagine you're not going to get many people that would agree with that situation. I'm looking at the story now. Basically, it's dealing with the Phoenix office of the VA, but obviously there are other offices around the country that probably do the same thing. The records that they're talking about were obtained by a Freedom of Information Act request by a group called OpenTheBooks.com. And it shows from 2011 to 2013, over $843,000 in bonuses were awarded to about half of the VA system's 3,170 workers. The records show hundreds of thousands in taxpayer dollars spent on work that had little to do with health care. The hospital's 2013 gardening budget was more than $180,000. This is the stuff that kills me. And, you know, I understand that you don't want a VA hospital that looks like, you know, a rundown slum, that looks like a, you know, a falling down old warehouse. You want it to have a look a little nice for the people that are there, not only the people that work there, the people that are patients there. But it just is tone deaf when it says here the hospital's interior design bills over the past 3 years surpassed $211,000. When there's not enough money for patient care to cover all of the veterans that need patient care, and yet you're spending money on stuff like that, that's going to get people upset. There's no question about it. Let's go back to the phone. Yep, I thought we had a call there. Phone lines are open, 715-845-2155. Tom Coburn, Republican senator from Oklahoma, said, quote, our nation's veterans need access to health care and doctors, not interior decorators and designers. And I would agree with him. I'm proud of the work ordinary citizens and groups like Open the Books are doing to hold the VA accountable. Now, I mean, that's the decorating and the situation that you have with VA clinics and hospitals. That's where you get volunteers to do the work, where you get, you know, have students in grade schools or junior high schools, have art students do the work as classroom study to design for the interiors of these places. You don't spend taxpayer dollars that could be used for real patient care and other uses for stuff like that. Now, as far as the bonuses go, let's see here. Phoenix VA Director Sharon Hellman, who's now on leave, received the highest bonus compensation in 2013, $9,345. Doesn't sound like a whole lot. Staff salaries, according to the records, reach as high as $357,528 for doctor executives and $147,724 for the nursing staff. The average Arizona doctor makes just over half of what the top-paid Phoenix VA doctors make, according to federal statistics. Bonuses were paid out across the hospital's branches as complaints about care quality and alleged cover-ups mounted. So, yeah, situation there. I would agree with our caller that bonuses in that situation certainly don't make a whole lot of sense. Or you can understand why people are upset and why there should be some investigations of what was going on there. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Wes.
Go ahead, Les. What's on your mind?
I'm a Vietnam veteran. I was just calling to find out what that number was for the wills.
Oh, yes. The number to call is 715-302-5646.
All righty. Thank you very much.
All right.
I agree with they got to do something with them people in Phoenix. I get treated here at Madison and Tolma.
How's the VA care here in Wisconsin?
I think it's great.
Okay.
I didn't care for Milwaukee. Madison was great, and Tolma's great.
Okay, have you visited any of the ones here in central Wisconsin? I think there are clinics here as well, right?
Well, I don't know. Tolma and Madison are the only two that I've went to.
Okay, all right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 715-845-2155. Back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hey, Tom. This is Scott.
Hi, Scott. Go ahead.
Why should any politician or government worker get a raise or a bonus before every veteran has had his medical needs met?
Oh,
why should anybody in any branch of the government get it?
Well, I agree with you, and I said for a long time that the idea that that there is not enough money to cover the medical needs of all of our veterans is not right when we have money to spend on other things. I've had people argue with me about that, though, that they're suggesting that you can't have an open-ended medical situation for even for veterans, that it's just it's too expensive and it's too that they should not think that they should be able to get free medical care for the rest of their lives.
I don't know if it should be open ended, but I do believe you need to take care of the people who have protected your freedom.
No, I don't know, and
nobody should be on any kind of waiting list to the point of when they're dying.
Right.
To switch gears, but to link it together, do you believe in the Clippers owner losing his team
for
what he said?
I understand the free speech argument that and the constitutional argument that people are making. I also understand that Donald Sterling signed papers when he became an owner in the NBA with the other owners that say that with a three-fourths vote of the other owners that a team can be taken away from someone who does not act in a standard that is viewed as the way it should be by the rest of the owners. So I understand the pressure that the commissioner is under and that the players are going to be under, because if Donald Sterling is not gone by the start of next season, there's going to be a hell of a mess, not only with the Clippers, but in the rest of the NBA as well.
Well, I could see that if his comments were public at a stadium or directly linked to his basketball team, but a private conversation. If we're going to take away somebody's private business for a private conversation, why can't we take away the benefits that the people in charge of, say, a VA who have not performed and not taken care of business and or made a secret waiting list, why can't we yank all of their benefits that have been paid for by the public? Why do they get to still get their retirement, get their health care? Why can't we take away that?
Yeah, I see where you're going, and I think that those people will pay some price. Whether it's losing all of their benefits remains to be seen, but I appreciate the call. Thanks. And I understand the situation. I do. I think that as a government, we spend so much money not only on social programs, because that's where the right is going to take their axe first, but there are all kinds of programs that the money is spent on that the right favors as well that could be either cut back or gotten rid of in order to fully fund the VA and the mission that they have to provide health care for our nation's veterans. We send these guys and these women over to do our dirty work in different parts of the world, and it's only right. It's not only right, it should be required that we clean up the messes that we create by doing that when they come home, that not only physically but mentally, because there are so many veterans that come back, and we see the suicide rate among veterans around the country is just horrendous. And this idea that a lot of these people are mentally broken and need to be fixed, and we're not fixing them. We're not even attempting to fix in many cases. And that's just not right. And I can't imagine that many people would disagree with that sentiment. Now the question is, do we have the fortitude in Washington to actually do something about it and not just pay it lip service? We need to take a break here. We'll come back with a few minutes left and maybe take a few more phone calls if we can sneak them in here on WSAU.
In 2011, Arthur Pinch Schulzberger Jr., publisher, New York Times, named Jill Abramson the newspaper's first female editor. Where Diversity Street meets Feminist Avenue, there was just so much rejoicing. Back then, little Pinch said that Jill was the perfect choice to lead the next phase of the Times evolution. That was the public face of the marriage, but sources now say he was never comfortable with her. Lately, friction between Pinch and Abramson worsened. Now, we don't have any TMZ footage of an elevator fight, but something happened because on Thursday, little Pinch showed his perfect choice the door. Quicker than you can say, "Lady, you're fired," Abramson was gone with the wind. Apparently, Schulzberger thought his Ms. Perfect got too big for her britches. According to Bloomberg, she was giving interviews, appearing on panels, without bothering to consult the company, which means Schulzberger. Sources say that Pinch saw Ms. Abramson as someone who liked having the title more than doing her job. So the New York Times first woman editor has been unceremoniously dumped from her perfect position onto the cold New York City streets because a man didn't like how much FaceTime she was getting without his permission. Next up in the New York Times batter's box, Dean Baquet, who becomes the paper's first African-American editor. Dean, a word to the wise. Limit the interviews. Get little Pinch's permission first for everything. He doesn't like the hired help getting too much credit. This Identity Theft Minute, sponsored by LifeLock. Like most of us, Sandy never thought identity theft could happen to her. But then an angry ex posted her social security number, address, and driver's license online. And before long, Sandy had six collection agencies hounding her, an IRS investigation, over 500 fraud attempts using her name. Helpless, she turned to LifeLock to get her identity back under control. Sandy's biggest regret is that she didn't have LifeLock protection before her nightmare started. Not even law enforcement can stop all identity theft. Do what I did. Take steps to protect your identity and even your bank accounts with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush now or call and use promo code RUSH to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. The number is 800-440-2810, 800-440-2810, that's 800-440-2810. Network does not cover all transactions.
Hey, your lawn is getting longer, so how would you like to win a zero-turn lawnmower or a lawnmower tractor? And you can do that at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wittenberg. It's their big work-and-play giveaway, and it's running each Saturday now through June 21st. You can win $500 cash at 8 o'clock every Saturday night, $1,000 cash drawings at 9 p.m. and 11 p.m., and you earn 30 points on your rewards club card every day except Tuesdays and receive $10 in rewards play and one entry into the Saturday drawings. Hot seat drawings every day except Tuesdays for $100 in rewards play and five bonus entries in the Saturday drawings as well. Now, you must be 21 or over to play. And see the Rewards Club for rules and details of the big work-and-play giveaway. You could win a zero-turn lawnmower or lawnmower tractor from Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wittenberg. It's happening each Saturday now until June, actually Saturday, May 25th through June 21st. It's all happening at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wittenberg, your ticket to more.
Yeehaw! Brokaw! It's finally here, the Wausau Flea Market's opening weekend this Saturday and Sunday. This is going to be the biggest flea market in the Wausau area. Head to the farm on Brokaw Corners tomorrow from 8 to 5 and Sunday from 8 to 3 and browse through stall after stall of antiques, collectibles, homemade crafts, and more. Snacks will be served on site. Grab a bite to eat and get some deals. Don't miss the opening weekend of the Wausau Flea Market tomorrow and Sunday, located at the farm on Brokaw Corners. Yeehaw! Brokaw!
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
There are two ways to get free tickets to a Brewers home game. One, be a cute puppy and get adopted by the team.
Who's a good puppy?
Oh, sorry. Or two, listen to WSAU. Match and win your way to Milwaukee with Oakwood Exteriors and WSAU. Play the Brewers match game during the Wisconsin Morning News with Seth and Tom. Every weekday morning, Seth will tell you when to call in. If you're the right caller, you get to pick two squares on the Brewers match game board at WSAU.com. If the team's under your squares match, you win tickets to a Brewers home game from Oakwood Exteriors. Call or go online at OakwoodExteriors.com to receive a free quote. Dwayne's Cover It All. Boat covers, seat upholstery, awnings. When you need something covered, call Dwayne's Cover It All or visit DwaynesCoverItAll.com. Crossroads County Market of Wausau. They have the quality you trust at the prices you want. 8th Street Auto. Find your next car or truck at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids across from Walmart. Basement Shoe and Clothing on South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Featuring top brands like Red Wing, Timberland, Carolina, Irish Setter, Filson, and Carhartt. And WSAU.
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time for this edition of Feedback. We've got Center Stage coming up. You're going to find out what's going on if you're looking for something to do this weekend around central Wisconsin. And then, of course, we've got the news and the Jerry Bader Show on the way as well. Have a great weekend. Hopefully Seth will get rid of his voice problems and we'll be back in the saddle on Monday morning. Here on WSAU's Morning News and Feedback on WSAU.
At Mole Lake
Casino and Lodge, $12,000 cash is up for grabs during the 12K in May giveaway. Saturdays in May, drawing winners will win their share of $12,000 cash. Details at MoleLakeCasino.com. Earn entries all week, every week. Get your lucky break at Mole Lake Casino and Lodge, 7 miles south of Crandon, home of certified sizzling slots.
Get some great deals on stuff you want and help raise money for Sand at the Patriot Center. Hello, I'm Larry Lee, and this is Center Stage, our weekly look at what's going on this weekend on WSAU and WSAU.com. Tomorrow morning at the Patriot Center, it's the WDEZ auction for St. Jude. With us is Nikki Montgomery from WDEZ. Nikki, tell us more about the auction.
Well, this is going to be awesome. It's a new way for us to raise money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And we have a ton of items that have been donated by local businesses to help us raise money for the cause. And they're going to be auctioned off by Willacusky Realty and Auction. Tons of great stuff. Like, there's a car from Wausau Auto. We've got some, you know, smaller value stuff like catering for 20 people from Lisa's at Lakeside. We have just a ton of stuff that's really great. Birthday party. A pool birthday party, which is something that, you know, parents need to be thinking about, I'm sure. So there's lots of great stuff. We got jewelry. We have some getaways for families and for couples. So definitely worth stopping by and checking it out. All the items that we have are listed at WDEZ.com, along with their values. And we're even taking phone bids this year. So that's really cool.
All right. Where are we going to be seeing the auction this year?
It's going to be at the Patriot Center Saturday, 11 a.m.
How does this fit into the campaign for St. Jude?
We are really involved with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and a lot of our listeners are too. I mean, they're so involved with it that listeners are putting together their own events. So it's really great that we get to do stuff like this and to keep St. Jude's name out there, to keep raising money to save children.
Where can we go for more information?
WDEZ.com.
Thank you, Nikki. The auction for St. Jude starts tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Patriot Center. More online at WDEZ.com. Now this weekend's community calendar. Today and tomorrow, it's the Ride for MDA, sponsored by WSAU and Harley-Davidson of Wausau. It's a great weekend of rides, songs, food, and more. Come out to the parade starting tonight at 6 and see the WSAU Jeep. More info online at WSAU.com. Tomorrow at Marathon Park, it's the annual Wausau Heart Walk with the American Heart Association. Come out for the walk itself, hear survivor stories, and learn more about heart safety. We've got a link for you at WSAU.com. Thanks again to Nikki Montgomery and everyone here at WDEZ. The auction for St. Jude starts tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Patriot Center. More online at WDEZ.com. Next weekend, it's Memorial Day already, and we'll talk with the folks at Rest Lawn Memorial Park about this year's event in Wausau. Center Stage is produced by Raymond Newport. I'm Larry Lee, and this is Center Stage on WSAU.
And it's coming up on 9 o'clock. The news is next. Don't forget Brewer Baseball today. The Brewers and Cubs pregame show at 12:45 right here. And you'll be able to hear the rest of Rush after the Brewers-Cubs game. You can always check it out online as well at WSAU.com.
News, talk, sports. WSAU Wausau, WSAU-FM, Rudolph, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The wildfires keep burning around San Diego, California.
Everybody in our neighborhood is gone. This place is like a ghost town up here.
Thousands have evacuated, though some were allowed home this morning.
Authorities also found a badly burned body in the Carlsbad area. We're told that was found near a homeless camp overnight. That is the first dead body that's been associated with any of these fires.
Fox's Will Carr is in San Marcos. At least 8 houses have burned down and a condo complex.
Late last night, authorities actually ended up arresting 2 men in Escondido. They're suspected of trying to set 2 fires there.
Several fires this week are considered suspicious. Arson is being investigated. What caused a steel mill explosion that injured 6 workers in Knoxville, Tennessee last night? Investigators are on the case looking for that cause. One of the workers has burned over 80% of his body. a message from Washington to Jerusalem.
America's commitment to Israel's security is resolute.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel telling the Israelis the U.S. will do whatever it takes to prevent Iran from building nuclear weapons. This as the U.S. and our allies keep trying to negotiate with Iran. Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams has an update live.
This week's negotiations are the fourth round of talks between Iran and six world powers, and they have reportedly hit some difficulties. Officials speaking anonymously saying the current point of contention is the size of Iran's nuclear program, the number of reactors and enriching centrifuges Iran wants to operate versus what the other countries are willing to allow. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful for energy. The two sides are aiming to reach a deal by July 20th that would limit Iran's nuclear activity in exchange for lifting strict economic sanctions. Dave?
Kimberly, we're expecting a big announcement later this morning from the government and the Transportation Department's probe into GM's delayed recall of millions of small cars over faulty ignition switches linked to crashes and deaths. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Are stocks in a bubble? Is the crash point coming? Call Lear Capital now at 1-800-957-GOLD to learn how rising debt could gut your savings and retirement accounts. The last debt crisis saw $10 trillion of debt wipe out $7 trillion of wealth. Will the next crisis be worse? Don't let it happen again. Call Lear now for your free gold and silver decision guide. See how gold and silver protected investors in the last crisis and can help protect your wealth from the next. Call 1-800-957-4653. That's 800-957-GOLD.
If you own a smartphone, you're at risk of losing important data if your phone is lost or damaged. With iDrive, just 99 cents per year gets you 100 gigabytes of protection. That's over 50,000 photos or more than 10 hours of HD video. No matter what happens to your phone, your data is safe with iDrive. Don't wait until it's too late.